Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we turn to God's Word this morning, we turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 13, so let us read together the Word of the Almighty God. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law, the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks this way, do not say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus far the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. And so we are reminded that whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Paul says here that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, with the heart we believe. And so we look and we consider God's word this morning. The theme that we want to see is, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. As we look at God's word then this morning in verses 5 through 8, we see salvation is not hoops to jump through. Second of all, we look at verses 9 through 13 and we see that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so first of all, as we look at God's word, we see that salvation is not just hoops that we have to somehow jump through in order to be saved. We see that Christ saves sinners. It's not through law of righteousness. The man who does those things shall live by them. God's standard, according to the law, is perfection. Not just I'm doing my best, but God requires perfection, exact keeping of his law perfectly. We read in Deuteronomy 27:26, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law, and all the people shall say amen. Paul writes, as he writes to Galatians, he says, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the law to do them. If we do not continue in all of the things written in God's law, we cannot be saved by him. In fact, we daily increase our guilt before that law. And so, it is not through law righteousness, nor is it through impossible feats. Going to heaven, or going across the abyss. He's looking again to Deuteronomy 30, verses 11 through 16. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it afar off. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who will send into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. And that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. It's not jumping through hoops. It is near us, not crossing the seas. The sea was an impassable obstacle to the Israelites. It is a picture of Sheol, of hell, from which there is no escape. He says also going into the heavens. Again, it is impossible for man to go to God in heaven of his own volition, of his own will. Even with all our space technology, we have barely scratched the surface in sending a few probes beyond the moon. And the nearest star is far beyond our reach, at light years away. And so it is not through hoops, it is not through the law, it is through faith. Salvation is through faith in Jesus Christ. He says, the word is near you. This is what Deuteronomy says as well. The word is near you, not light years, not an impossible journey, but the word of faith is in Jesus Christ, the only Savior. This is an illustration of the fact that Israel, like Abraham we saw in the first chapters of Romans, were saved by faith in the coming Messiah. The word become flesh. John 1:1 tells us that. Not by the works of the law, as we all have already noticed in Romans, but through faith. And again, here in Romans, we see the word of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, as we have already noted this morning. Paul continues in the verse that if you confess it with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's not an insurmountable feat, but a near thing. Faith in Jesus Christ. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, as we shall be seeing in our next point this morning. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are to confess, we are to believe in Jesus Christ. That's what we see in verses 9 through 11. We are to believe in the heart. True faith contains certain knowledge and a firm trust. A certain knowledge. There is a content to faith. The content listed in the passage before us says, if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. There's the content, that God has raised him from the dead. Belief in Christ's resurrection is here. That he rose the victor over death and hell and the many other things that resurrection signifies for us according to Scripture. We also have then, in faith, the hearty trust in Christ for salvation offered in the Scriptures. But that promise truly applies to me. That Christ died to save me from my sins. Again, we're looking at content as well. But we have a trust in something. Trust cannot be divided from the content. It is the knowledge. It is what we have faith in. We have a trust in Jesus, in God, in his word. That he has promised that he will do. And so we have a content to that faith. We believe on Jesus Christ, not just randomly, but we believe in the salvation purchased for us in him. So we believe with our hearts, and we are to confess then with our mouths. This is what we do in church, confessing with our mouths together the Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice the word faith, which we preach in verse 8. We are to put the context of our faith. We are to confess our faith in the worship service. We confess as well when we join a church, ascribing our names to the rolls, saying, I believe this Christ to be my Savior. Now, people say there are many different confessions, but there are not. There is one confession, that Jesus Christ is the Savior and that he saves sinners by his grace. We do not have many testimonies in our church other than from Scripture. Because the base of each Christian testimony is the same. I am a sinner saved by God's grace. The focus is to be on the glory of God. That is where it belongs. Not on man and what I have gone through, but what God has done for me, this sinner. The Heidelberg Catechism, which we offer at the end of our program every Sunday, contains a personal confession of faith. Yet it is the same confession for each one of us. The first confession of the Heidelberg Catechism is a summary. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil and so preserves me, that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready, from now on, to live unto him. What is your only comfort in life as a Christian? And in death? It is that I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own. I belong to someone. I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil. That's my hope. That's ours as Christians, our confession. And the Heidelberg Catechism then works out. And certainly if you note at the end of the program and give us a call, we will send one out to you so that you can consider the confession which we hold so dear. In verse 11, we see Paul continues quoting from the Old Testament, Isaiah 28:16, concerning the stone of stumbling, which he talked about as well in chapter 8. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame, Paul quotes here. We are again assured by Paul from Isaiah, the testimony of certainty of salvation for those who put their trust in Christ. And we read then also in verses 12 and 13, the richness of the Lord to all who call upon him. Verse 12, we read, there is no bounds to salvation, for there is no difference, whether Jew or Gentile, Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. And so we have the great confidence that we can have in Christ Jesus, that the Lord, same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him, rich in grace, rich in favor, in salvation, beyond our wildest imagination. And so as we look to Christ, as we consider Christ this morning, as Paul considers him here in Romans 10, we are reminded that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. There is not a question there. That's not a question in that text. It is a statement of God's grace of salvation given to those who believe on him. Salvation is not a set of hoops to jump through, not something that is a great and difficult, impossible feat, but it is through faith, through the simple fact of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, trusting in, hoping in, knowing the content of the Scriptures and knowing the only Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we are to believe, so we are to confess, and so we have the richness of the Lord to all who call upon him in truth, of salvation in Christ alone. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible in general or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota at 209 First Avenue Southwest. I would also like to invite our listeners in the Dickinson, North Dakota area to Bible studies being held in Dickinson by myself and some of my fellow pastors. These Bible studies are being held Sunday evenings at the Holiday Inn Express off Interstate 94, exit 61 at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too far to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States has churches in Minot and Anamosa, North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.